Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Hundreds of thousands brave the rain in Times Square to ring in the new year.
I'm just like really, really, really happy. The vibe here is unbelievable.
I'm Dave Cohen in New Orleans.
Happy New Year!
As 2025 arrives in the Central Time Zone, people are optimistic.
Well, it's going to be better than it was.
For the whole family.
Fireworks fly over the Mississippi River to ring in the new year as people embrace and kiss, looking forward to a great year ahead.
President-elect Donald Trump rang in the new year at his Mar-a-Lago estate. He says he's looking forward to 2025.
I think we're going to do fantastically well as a country. We're going to bring it back. It has to be brought back. People are not respecting our country very much, and they're going to respect us a lot.
The new Congress will convene Friday at noon. Hundreds of new laws go into effect on this New Year's Day. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says many of them concern data privacy laws.
One of the things that today begins is a wave of state legislation focusing on artificial intelligence, AI. There are close to 700 new laws through 45 states designed to protect people from having AI get and use their consumer data.
Other new state laws raise minimum wages and crack down on social media platforms. Preparations are underway for the nation's farewell to former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Mark Strassman is at Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia.
Andy Walker spent more than two decades as a friend, neighbor, and cook to the Carters. She'll be among the mourners here when public remembrances begin on Saturday.
What is it you'll miss most about him?
His charisma, his character, his love of everybody, the values that he brought into what made him such a powerhouse.
Carter will lie in repose at his presidential library in Atlanta this weekend. An American Airlines flight from Columbus to Boston was forced to land in Pittsburgh yesterday after it may have been hit by lightning.
Inbound plane, 74 souls on board, approximately 10 miles out. Some sort of structural damage.
CBS Pittsburgh reporter Barry Pintar has more.
Lightning strikes to airplanes are rare, only about one or two times a year, according to the National Weather Service. All commercial planes are specifically built to be able to survive a lightning strike, and it's been decades since a lightning strike has caused an airliner to crash.
The crews inspected the plane after the emergency landing at Pittsburgh. They found no damage to the plane. The passengers boarded another plane and continued on to Boston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
Marquette with a win over Providence. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a 70-58 win at Providence over the Friars. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, we've had a hard time here at the Amp since I've been at Marquette. Providence has had a ton to do with that, but the crowd has been tough to overcome over 40 minutes. And the way the game started with Providence making, I think, their first four shots, scoring 10 points in the blink of an eye, was not ideal.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-112. Doc Rivers says it took his team a while to get going.
AJ Green didn't make a shot in the first, and he makes a couple. TP misses wide open shots, and he makes a couple. And it just goes to show you, great shooters never lose confidence. They keep believing. We keep believing in them. That's all we talked about at halftime, is all the shots. I even said, TP, you're going to get the same shots. You're going to make them, AJ. But we got to make sure they get shots. And if we do that, we're good.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Pat Kreitlow.
On New Year's Day morning, we'll have some more of our favorite moments from a year's worth of great guests, big stories, and lessons we've learned in 2024.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabe.
Listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the keywords to text for your chance to win in our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. You could win $100 cash, a Chula Vista overnight stay, and be entered to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list below. How come we're not part of that, Conrad?
I don't know. It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, this is a great night to have Dan Schaefer here because we need some recombobulation. We had kind of a crazy start tonight with our issues, and we were discombobulated. But political editor here at our political editor here at Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, has agreed to stick around for a few more minutes. Dan, this is fun. Great to have you. What do you have a favorite kids movie? Like, do you have that movie where your kids are picking out a film and you're like, come on, pick out Toy Story or The Incredibles or something? Do you have a film you like to watch with them?
You know, I like it. I think one of the things that I have gravitated towards encouraging them to watch is movies that don't have songs in them. Because if they watch Frozen or Moana or one of these movies that have songs in it, I'm going to have those songs stuck in my head and I'm going to be singing them to myself for the rest of the week.
Band of Brothers? Come on. Yeah.
So I guess, you know, more of like a Toy Story or Ratatouille or something like that, that has like, you know, it's not like I'm not going to have the song stuck in my head for the rest of the week. And I'm not going to have, you know, my daughter's asking me to play the Frozen soundtrack for the 7,000th time for that one as well. I actually just introduced them to one of my favorites from when I was a kid, which is the Mighty Ducks. So I was surprised to learn that one holds up pretty well, and they actually enjoyed it. I'm trying to bring back some of mine from the 90s to for my kids to enjoy today.
Good luck with that. I had about a 50-50 rate with that. You know, sometimes they'd go for it and sometimes I was like, Dad, we're not watching that again. So
yeah, it's been a lot of that. Yeah.
Do you have, okay, so here's what we thought we would do, Dan, to help you escape the recombobulation area temporarily, politics. Conrad put together a little quiz of Christmas movies, and we'll play a clip, like a 30-second or so clip, and then you and I will try to figure out what it is. You can go first. I'll go first. I told him not to make them too difficult, so we should be okay here. Nobody's reputation will be tarnished when it comes to fun Christmas movies. Are you game?
Sounds good. Let's do it. I'm up first?
Yeah. Con, whenever you're ready, okay. Let's play the first clip.
Louis? My tree.
So what's the matter with you?
Look what you've done to my tree!
I think Dan's got it.
So do I just go ahead and say it once I know
There's
it?
There's an ugly tree anyway.
Oh, it's Christmas Vacation. One of my absolute favorite Christmas movies.
Where's the bell? Conrad, we need some bell action. There we go. I can't find my bell. This is terrible. Well done, Dan. All right, Dan is one for one. That was Christmas Vacation. Was that one of the easier ones, Conrad, or one of the harder ones, would you say?
That was one of the easier ones.
Okay, good. All right. So let's do this. Dan, since you're the guest, you go first. And if you can't, I'll see if I can bail you out, but I might not know them either. But let's go with...
Okay, sounds good.
Let's go with clip number two. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and the Christmas Quiz.
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am.
You're Santa. What song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
Happy birthday, of course. how old are you, son?
You got it?
You're a big boy. Yeah. What's your name?
All right, I think.
Go ahead.
Dan's on it.
Don't tell him what you want. He's a liar.
Well, this is another one of my favorites. This is Elf with Will Ferrell.
Cool. Well done. Two for two.
On a throne of lies.
See, this is just, all right, Dan is on a roll. He knows his Christmas movies. Have you watched any?
Well, you happen to start with, I think, maybe my two favorite Christmas movies, okay. Christmas Vacation and Elf. So, you know, you must have really done your research here, Pete.
Well, Christmas with the Cranks is coming up. So let's see if you know that one. One of the newer, no, I'm just kidding. oh my God, Conrad. All right, never mind. I didn't say anything. Conrad, go ahead. Clip number three for Dan Schaefer.
Why are you whispering, Luther? This is our house.
I'm whispering for the same reason you're hiding behind that curtain.
I made it a short clip because I thought the name would give it away.
Does that sound familiar, Dan?
I didn't catch that one, no.
I can play it one more time for you.
All right, one more time.
Okay.
Why are you whispering, Luther? This is our house.
I'm whispering for the same reason you're hiding behind that curtain.
I'm going to guess it just because I think I gave it away before. Christmas with the Cranks? I just pulled that out of nowhere. I had no idea Conrad pulled that. All right. So that was kind of a cheat. That one doesn't count. Dan is two for two. So let's go with clip number four.
Harry, help me get up!
That is one of the greatest moments in cinema history, and I think Dan knows it. Go ahead, Dan.
It's Home Alone, isn't it?
The whole movie is prologue until that moment, in my opinion. That's how funny Daniel Stern's scream is. All right, Dan is three for three. How many more do we have, Conrad? We got one more. All right, let's see how Dan does. He's batting 1,000. We're not going to count the Christmas with the Cranks. Conrad, roll clip number five.
I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Ooh, you mustn't say things like that. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's an idea. What do you think? Yeah, that'll do it. All right. You've got your wish. You've never been born.
Ooh, that's tough.
Now, is that a wonderful life?
Conrad? Yes.
All right.
Well done, Dan. Hey, this was fun, buddy. I hope you had a good time, and it was great to have you on the show. Keep up the great work at Civic Media, and keep being a great dad and watching those movies with your kids. Teach them to be couch potatoes like I've done with my kids. That's where it's at. I'm an inside guy, and I'm a proud inside guy. So thank you. Thanks for your time tonight, buddy. It was fun.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'll have to come back sometime soon.
I hope so. All right, Dan. Thanks so much. That's Dan Schaefer. Check out his column, his podcast, The Recombobulation Area. He does such a great job, and he is an absolute rock star when it comes to political commentating. So all his work is available at civicmedia.us. Thank you so much, Dan. All right, we can bring Kurt in anytime. Let's bring Kurt in, and I'm going to read some texts here because we're running a little behind. We got a late start due to some technical issues that were worked out pronto in an expert fashion by our guys in Madison and the kid Conrad Krieger. So Jack from Racine, that's not meant for us. Jim from Appleton says Substack is the app I couldn't live without. No Substack equals no recombobulating. I wish I would have read that when Dan was here. That's great. Jim, that's a great text. And I should have asked Dan. I meant to ask Dan what app he can't live without. My guess would it would be something similar to that. Here we go. Jim from Appleton also says Civic Media app is way up on the list also. Thank you, Jim. Keep those texts coming. What is an app you can't live without? Today is National App Day. Yes, that is a day that exists. It is on the calendar. And we are celebrating by making that our question of the night. So you can text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the stream or the app. However you can get a hold of us, just get a hold of us because we'd love to hear from you and read your texts on the radio. I have to say something. This was very concerning to me today. I'm trying to do this keto thing, and I got to have something sweet, right? So I've been eating these Quest peanut butter cups. Quest makes a whole bunch of products that are like low keto, low net carbs, that kind of thing. So once in a while, I'll get a pack of Quest peanut butter cups, and they have a wrapper around them, like the Reese's peanut butter cups do. Then I'll buy a pack that have no wrapper. It's just two peanut butter cups in there willy-nilly. I'm like, all right, well, I'm sure it's still sanitary, whatever. So today, I opened my peanut butter cups. One wrapped, one not.
Well, did you just throw it out?
I don't know what to do there. Like, did the guy, you know, in quality control, what happened? Did he run out of wrappers and say, oh, just stick it in there? At least take the wrapper off the other one before you put them both in there. So I feel better about what I'm eating. I don't know. I feel like maybe I should write the company and get like, I've heard stories like where people can write a company and they'll send them like a year's supply or something.
Well, there you go. Say you had one with no wrappers in both.
Or wrappers free, in both.
Free supply of Quest peanut butter That's bars true. For
I
life.
I could just say that. But I don't know if I can handle this keto diet for life. So.
Well, they're still good.
They're still good. I could sell them in the black market. I could be someone's Quest guy.
Unwrapped Quest for sale. Right.
Joining us right now in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, he's been here before. He's a Wisconsin actor based here in Northeast Wisconsin. He's always busy working on something, writing, producing, acting. Kirk Krause joins us now in the studio. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, and thank you for having me.
Hey, it's always fun having you here, talking independent film. Do you have an app, Kurt, before we get into the nitty-gritty of what you're working on now, because it sounds like a really cool project,
thank
Amphibious,
you.
We're going to talk all about it. What's an app you can't live without?
It's got to be a toss-up between my Airbnb app or my Uber app.
Because you travel so much?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
And both of them are just like lifesavers.
Those are like necessary, but not necessarily fun, I would say. But you can't live without them, and that was the question. That's fair.
It all depends on what you're doing when you get to the Airbnb. No, I'm just joking. Joking.
I don't know what you have planned on your nights in these Airbnbs. I just hope they change the sheets before and after, buddy. Do you have a fun app you like to have? Like I said, my video poker app. I have to play Texas Hold'em. Conrad, you said YouTube, right?
Yeah, I said YouTube.
And YouTube is up there for me, too. I watch a lot of YouTube.
I'm probably in the YouTube.
YouTube? Yeah. What kind of videos do you watch when you're at the Airbnb?
No. They actually have a nice lineup now of films on YouTube, which you guys probably know.
That yeah.
They, like, in the last couple of years, really stepped it up from being, like, sort of, like, B-budget, you know, these...
Like B-movies?
B-movies, yeah. Which is what... I go look for, like, these old horror movies you couldn't find anywhere else, and YouTube would have
them. Oh, sweet.
I
love that all these platforms, you can almost find anything you're looking for, which is so great, because where are you going to find those movies 30 years ago?
I mean, you saw him once on TV and you're like, that movie was so weird. Where am I going to see that again?
Long may the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Do you like being on the air? You're
I
on
do.
The morning show all the time now.
I do. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Good.
You know, radio is just a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I think there's probably some media that you have to kind of be polished and buttoned up and
right
stuff and behave yourself.
Yeah.
And not so much on radio.
No, except I will say when I've been a guest on radio in the past before I did radio, it was like baseball hat. Like you didn't have to. Now it's like you're on the stream. I got to wear a shirt with a collar and I got to sit up straight. I feel like.
Well, there's not smell-o-vision at least. My gosh.
My breath is not permeating the airwaves. Okay, that's good.
I wish we could add that effect. Like that cartoon effect, like
see the screen
an animation,
fog up.
Yeah.
So, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
All day, every day.
On your list. But the whole
again,
film,
all very. Not the entire series.
Yeah.
I mean, stop after two.
After two. Okay. Yeah. So Conrad likes two as well.
I hate all the rest of them.
Correct.
One and two are great.
Yep.
The rest of them are so bad.
I have never seen two.
Well, three, and then four doesn't even have Macaulay Culkin.
Or three. Three doesn't have
him. Oh, three doesn't either.
No.
See, that's how far
he's
I
only
got.
In one and two.
Oh.
No kidding.
Three, four, and then there's a new one that's like, it has two of the, it has the older brother in it. Why can't I think of his name?
Oh, Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was about to say Biff.
But, right?
They have him Butthead. In the newest one as a cop. But that's it.
Yeah.
But no, that one's terrible as well.
Oh, so you should have been on the couch when watching Super Troopers for the first time.
Oh.
Right? Because that's him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, Buzz, your girlfriend.
He's one of those guys?
He's, the one that needs the liter of cola.
Oh,
he's
God.
The big oafy cop.
I know that.
Yes. You know who's real? It's so haunting, and if I've ever wanted to know if my son was mine, it's in his ability. He has picked out, oh my gosh, and the name's going to escape me now. Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Is who? Rip?
Rip Torn.
Rip Torn?
Yeah.
What's, name something that Rip Torn has been in that's, well,
oh, Larry
my God.
Sanders Show.
No, but.
Easy Rider.
Oh, shoot. Who's Mick from Rocky? Who is Mick?
Oh, Mickey. Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
When my son saw Grumpier Old Men, he's like, oh, well, that's the guy from Rocky.
Oh, funny.
I'm like, wait a minute?
So he's got like the eye for my character actors.
My son right now, he's 14. How, this is not something you teach. This is not.
Right.
You know, we, with our oldest, he was always mesmerized by, Darth Vader's voice is, you know, that boy
James
from,
John, or
right,
the guy from Some of All Fears or whatever.
Sandlot.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't remember his name.
Well, he was
neighbor,
the neighbor
with the dog. Yeah.
Yep.
That's great. That's a nice bonding thing for mother and son. I love that.
Yeah. It was so weird.
I asked you, we were going to have a movie talk, and I asked you what your favorite movies were, favorite comedies. And
it's a very lowbrow list.
Well, I'll take issue with that. I think Dumb and Dumber is a really smart comedy. It's consistent within its world.
Yes.
And I always use the example like Jim Carrey when he's daydreaming that he's being charming. And he puts his legs up and lights his gas on fire.
Oh, my.
That is how a dumb guy would picture himself being charming. In some movies, it's the guy's actually being charming. I'm like, no, he doesn't have the brain power to imagine that or even conceive what that is.
But it is. Again, it's in that setting of Aspen, right?
Yeah.
So they're all in their mucky muck.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I know. And it's so great.
Oh, phenomenal.
So, but you said Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
You didn't even put Christmas Vacation. The regular vacation is my favorite vacation, even over Christmas.
Right, but
so what is it about Vegas Vacation?
Well, Nick Papagiorgio, of course. I don't know.
I have to Google that. I've only seen it once, really.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, first of all, I love the Vacation series, right?
Yeah.
You know, the kids are always different.
Right.
There's just, why? Why is that so funny to me?
It's because they're so insignificant. The kids, right?
And,
it's all about Chevy Chase.
And you know why? Because it's from the perspective of the father, is it not?
Right, right. He wouldn't even know if he changed the kids. That's
exactly
how...
right. Exactly.
We talked about this the other day. Do you ever watch reels, like on Instagram or whatever?
Yes.
When the couples try to be funny?
Mm.
And the wife's got the cute little bathrobe on and she's got a good body and the husband's in sweats and he's a handsome guy, but he's a dope. And they always put couples humor, # couples humor, # funny. Nothing is more offensive than these idiots telling me what they're doing is funny when it's not.
I mean, I've been aggressively rolling my eyes through that entire thing because even in your retelling of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, come on, guys, I can tell.
And the whole, it's obviously so fake. And the last line of it is always, babe. Like, I mean, right. I know we're dumb sometimes. Yeah. Guys, we do stupid things, but those are like cartoonishly
we
bad.
Can absolutely. Yes.
All right.
It's cringeworthy.
So of the list you sent me, you got Tommy Boy on there. You got Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
You got two of my, I love Tommy Boy too. We've talked about Tommy Boy quite a bit on the show.
If I were to ever meet Rob Lowe, I would probably geek out.
Yeah.
And just be, I loved you in Tommy Boy.
Like Tommy Boy.
You know, like Rob
he's
Lowe.
He's good at comedy. I find him easier to watch when he's kind of.
He's so pretty.
He's a good-looking guy, but like when he seriously acts, I'm kind
of
like
I don't know that I've ever picked him out of anything else for
St. Elmo's Fire,
no
Fire Country, or whatever that he was the one. He was at an NFL game years ago, and he had the NFL hat on.
Okay,
it's like really
you don't even know what team
who buys a hat that says NFL. And my buddy Mike said, "Oh, what, he left his sports hat at home."
Yeah,
you know, like,
yes,
it was so stupid. So
they make that sweatshirt. That just
sports?
Says sports.
Oh, funny.
For all your non-committal friends. Or I would have, so I'm a baseball mom, but we've had ditzy baseball moms. So I wanted to, I had a cricket, like one of those like print your own t-shirt gig things, and have a punter or a kicker. And it's got the caricature of the kick and it say home run, you know, so it's like clearly a football action, but with the wrong. Yes. I mean, and
that's funny.
That is the stuff that is funny to me.
A newborn king to see. Our finest gifts we bring. Peace on earth, can it be? A
years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. It was a safe and happy New Year's Eve celebration in New York's Times Square.
It's cool. It's amazing. It's a lot. It's my first experience today, and I'm super excited.
Nothing like the vibe. It is the only place to be
right now.
Only place.
President-elect Donald Trump hosted a New Year's Eve party at his Mar-a-Lago estate. He says the transition is going well.
I think a lot of progress has been made over the last 5 weeks. It's been pretty amazing when you look at what's happened. There's a whole light over the whole world, not just our country.
The new Congress convenes Friday. It remains to be seen if Republicans will reelect Mike Johnson as Speaker. Hundreds of new state laws go into effect on this New Year's Day.
Starting today, there are new firearm laws that are designed to bar weapons from schools or private gun sales. Those will be subject to attack in the courts.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says other new laws in various states crack down on social media and beef up data privacy laws. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Marquette with a win over Providence. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a 70-58 win at Providence over the Friars. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, we've had a hard time here at the Amp since I've been at Marquette. Providence has had a ton to do with that, but the crowd has been tough to overcome over 40 minutes. And the way the game started, with Providence making, I think, their first four shots, scoring 10 points in the blink of an eye, was not ideal.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-112. Doc Rivers says it took his team a while to get going.
AJ Green didn't make a shot in the first, and he makes a couple. TP misses wide open shots, and he makes a couple. And it just goes to show you, great shooters never lose confidence. They keep believing. We keep believing in them. That's all we talked about at halftime. It's all the shots. I even said, TP, you're going to get the same shots. You're going to make them, AJ. But we got to make sure they get shots. And if we do that, we're good.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We'll be right back.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Welcome back since we've to our our Christmas kickoff. Conrad is what it is. We're kicking off Christmas here on Civic Media with a wonderful New Year's Eve show, even though it's late afternoon. We're on a couple hours earlier than we usually are, but it's fun.
It's a lot of fun, you know, and we get a lot of that Christmas music coming up after this show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun Christmas music, so
if you have
stay
not
tuned.
Gotten into the Christmas spirit yet, Civic Media is trying to do everything humanly possible to get you there just in the nick of time. So it's great to have you with us on this Christmas Eve show. I want to read this. We asked people to send us their Christmas stories, and we set up a special email to do that. And we've gotten a few, and I want to read one right now here before we bring our guest in. It says, "Hello, Pete and Conrad. About 30 years ago, I took my parents to a charity Christmas tree sale in Dubuque." I assume she means Iowa. "Businesses decorated the trees for the silent auction. Easels were set up between trees with sheets of paper on clipboards to record bids. I was bent over looking at a bid when Santa unexpectedly jumped on my back." Should I be reading this? I thought I looked it over beforehand. "Because I had no warning, I hadn't braced myself for the impact. The momentum pushed us forward so that Santa's boot kicked an easel and the clipboards went flying and crashed down on the floor. Those in the vicinity, including a line of kids waiting to see him, turned to see Santa on my back. He dismounted, laughed as he told my parents he just thought he'd give me a good start, and casually walked off to the awaiting children. My parents asked who he was. I said, 'Duh, it was Santa.' They asked again, 'No, who was it really?' I told them I had never seen that guy before in my life. They said, 'I must, or would he have done that?' They kept grilling me, but I had no answers. 10 years after that, a few days before his death, my dad brought up the incident and still accused me of lying. He didn't believe, but I believe, in Santa. As crazy as it sounds, this is a true story. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, and to all a good night. Love the show, Monica in Blue Mounds." Monica's one of our best texters.
That is a crazy story. Every time you read it, you see something, you hear something you didn't hear last time.
How many times have you read this?
Like twice.
Seriously?
The third time, I was like, "What? I think I missed something."
I looked it over once, but there was a line in here I would have double-checked just to make sure I can read that. "On Christmas Eve, the holiest of nights." Thank you very much, Monica. That's a great email, and thank you to all of you who shared. Right now, this is exciting. It wouldn't be Christmas. Well, it would be, but it's going to be a little more special because of our next guest. He's brought a lot to all of us over the years during the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever. He's the star of many films on the silver screen and one of the greats of Hollywood. And even though he passed away several years ago, our crack team of guest bookers here at Nightlight tracked him down and got him to agree to be on the show tonight, which is very exciting on Christmas Eve. Please welcome Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy.
I never waited this long backstage at the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Who the hell booked this for me? Yeah, get my agent on the phone, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Okay, now, I'm sorry about that, Jimmy. I know, first of all, we appreciate your patience. We just figured you had time on your hands now, given this point in your, well, where you are. Do you have, is your agent there with you, or do you still have representation here on Earth?
Just hang on a second there, Peter. Give me a spotted cow, please. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Jimmy Stewart likes a spotted cow, Conrad. Jimmy,
nothing better than a spotted cow, Peter. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you could actually taste that, though, where you are, and I don't mean to be presumptuous, and I don't want to make any assumptions. We miss you terribly. But I have to ask.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't miss you at all, Pete. I never met you before. No.
Well, correct, and I appreciate your brutal honesty there. But I'm saying we miss your work, Jimmy. I haven't met you either, but you seem like a really nice guy.
I'm a star. I'm one of the old time stars in Hollywood, is what I am.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that
they don't make movies like this anymore, Pete. No.
What do you think of today's movies, Jimmy?
Don't even ask me that question. I'm on a new program now, so I don't swear as much as I used to. And if you ask me that question, I'm going to have to just have a bunch of explicit. You know what I'm trying
expletives,
to say.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Give me another spotted cow. All right, yeah.
So, speaking of swearing, where did you end up as in regard to the afterlife, Jimmy? I assume we all know where you went.
Well, there's really not a heaven. There's really not a hell. You pretty much just end up in a big gymnasium, you see.
Oh, wow.
And if you were bad, you sit in the box seats. Way up in the back, in the hard bleacher, you see. And if you're good like me, you sit over in the corner in a couple of buckle loungers is what you get.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's kind of nice in here.
It's a little slice of heaven in the gymnasium, it sounds like.
You're damn right. Yeah.
Do you find it's easier to stay in shape there? Are there medicine balls or treadmills or,
No, there's no working out here. Okay. You are what you are. And you let it all hang out, Pete. That's what you do. You let it all hang out.
Okay. Yeah. Do people recognize you? Are you more of a celebrity where you are now, or does it not matter?
Well, I'll say this: I made $20 over the weekend signing autographs in the back room there at the gymnasium. So I don't think that's too bad.
I think that is pretty good. Yeah, that's how. What do you write with where you are, though? I have so many questions, Jimmy. I don't mean to inundate you with questions, but how do you sign an autograph in the gymnasium?
Pete, have you ever heard of a pen or a pencil? Did you have Sharpies yet down there? It's the same thing up here. There's nothing different. No, it's all the same.
Conrad, I don't remember Jimmy Stewart being this cantankerous.
Cranky, is that what you're saying? Jimmy's a little cranky, Pete. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. Listen, I have to ask you, Jimmy, is God a fan of your work that you did here on Earth in the cinema?
I'll be honest with you. I don't think he ever saw any of my work, to be upfront and honest, no. He likes watching movies about angels, and of course I did. You know, It's a Wonderful Life, but that was only part about angels. And so he doesn't watch a lot of movies. The man's kind of busy, Pete. He's doing a lot of things. He's saving a lot of lives. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I totally get that. But can you confirm that it is a he? Because I think the jury was kind of out on that.
I'm not going to look up his robe is what you're asking me. I'm not going to do that. No. There's certain things you don't do in heaven, and that's one of them. Yeah.
Especially, you don't want to lose the rights to your barca lounger either.
That's right. This thing vibrates over here. I love this thing. Yeah.
I have to ask you, too, does God really have time to bless everyone who sneezes?
Of course not. He's got a whole team of people that do that for him. They're called the blessing team. Yeah.
Wow.
And they work in shifts of 12 hours, and there's like 25 of them. So you know, when you sneeze, somebody blesses you. No, it's not usually God, but it's somebody appointed by God. So, yeah, you get the blessing, just not directly from the man above.
But it is it's farmed out basically. It's a blessing,
pretty
but
much,
not,
just like everything else in life. Now you know everybody else up here is trying to make a buck. You know,
right. What if you let's say if you asked God what his favorite movie that you did was here on Earth, do you have any idea what he would say?
Again, he likes movies about angels and stuff like that. I think he would say It's a Wonderful Life, you know, because I think he liked when I did the lines, Mary, remember that when I was outside her house and I was screaming her name? Yeah, I think he liked the part where I said, Mr. Potter, you're nothing but a spider on the back of my hand. I think he would like that a lot. And then when the gymnasium floor opened up and we all fell in and got wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he liked that a lot, and I won't say why, but I think you understand why. Yeah.
Oh, totally. When the gymnasium floor opened up, was that just kind of a faulty engineering, or was that planned on the set?
Oh, they planned the whole damn thing.
Really?
And they didn't tell me I had to get wet for this role, otherwise they wouldn't have taken it. I can tell you that right now. Came out of that thing with a bad cold. I had a head cold for 2 weeks, Pete. It wasn't good.
Wow. And now, I just read recently, Jimmy, that you agreed to star in It's a Wonderful Life. You had just finished your tenure overseas fighting in the war, and you were still dealing with some PTSD. Did you bring some of that to the role? How was that shooting a movie that quickly after you fought in World War II?
Did I look good in the movie, Pete? Did you like the way I looked? Because I thought I was damn handsome, yeah?
You were. You did it. It's one of my favorite movies, Jimmy, and I loved the performance you gave.
Every time a bell rings, and get out of here, you little. I did have a little bit of that going on, but you move on with your life. See, I did a bunch of movies after that. I remember the movie Vertigo.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and that was kind of traumatic in itself, you know.
Absolutely.
And then some of those women I worked with were kind of traumatic too. Yeah, they weren't always nice to me. No, they thought I was a stud. You know.
Did you ever, you know, take advantage of that or?
Open a shingle? Absolutely, yeah. Oh, you had to. That was, back in that day in Hollywood, you could do stuff and get away with it, you know? And nowadays, everybody knows what you're doing. Back then, boy, you'd have parties with 200, 300, 500 people, and it was awful fun, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it was fun. Do you have a favorite movie that you did, Jimmy, in your career? What was your favorite performance of yours?
Well, I think my favorite performance of all time was probably not a movie. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It was the very last Carol Burnett show. Did you ever see that show?
Great show.
Yeah. She had wanted me on that show for a long time, and I always said no. I said, Carol, I'm not doing TV. See, I didn't want to do TV.
Yeah.
But on her very last show, I came out and I played a little piano for her. And she really appreciated that, and it makes my heart smile today, Pete, is what it does. Hey, honey, can you get me another spotted cow? Thank you, dear.
Well,
she's cute.
You're really sucking those down, Jimmy. I would pace myself.
Well, there's not much to do up here in heaven while you're sitting in your barco lounger, you know?
Jimmy, did you have – one of my favorite movies is Rear Window. Was there anything – and Grace Kelly was so beautiful. Was there anything – any tension between the two of you, good or bad? Anything going on behind the scenes? Did you guys date? Did you become good friends?
Are you coming right out on the radio and asking me if me and Grace Kelly had a little something going on?
How far did you get?
Bang! Bingo!
You don't have to answer that.
Whoop. Yeah, that's what it was right there. Yeah.
Does your voice really sound like this, or are you just kind of doing a thing? You can be honest.
Do you think if I had a choice on whether I would sound like this or I'd sound another way, I'd choose to sound like this? Come on, Pete.
It's very memorable. It's iconic.
That's why I'm a star. That's why years and years after you've died, and most of your listeners probably don't even know who I am, I'm doing this bit with you right now on your little radio show. Yeah, that's why.
What do you mean a little radio show? I mean, we're on statewide here in Wisconsin, Jimmy.
Well, look at you. Yeah. big guy down there in Wisconsin, I guess. Yeah. Broadcasting to the cows, are you? You say? How about another spotted cow, honey? Can you bring one over? Thank you, dear. Yeah.
Who's bringing you spotted cows? If I get,
I have no idea what her name is, but she's dressed like she should be serving beers, so I'm going to order them from her.
Oh, very nice, Jimmy. That's excellent. Yeah. So, what do you miss most about Earth?
Well, there's no life up here. You know, we're all dead. You understand that? I can't walk around in the green grass, and I can't make movies up here.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do that up here. Again, we just kind of sit around and look at one another. Once in a while, there's a great canasta game, but that's about it, you know? So I miss life altogether. I do have to say that I think life now on Earth, I don't think I would want to be part of it. It was better back then. It was harder. We worked harder. We were more dramatic in our life. Now everything's computerized, and they colorized all the movies from way back. And it's a shame. I'm actually glad I'm dead, to be honest with you.
Boy, those are strong words. Well,
yeah.
we miss you. Jimmy, would you mind doing a tag for the show? All you have to say is, this is Jimmy Stewart. You're watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Could you give us that?
I can do that for you. Let me get in the mood here. I actually wrote a poem for you, too, if you want me to read it to you.
Oh, of course. We'd love it.
What do you want first, this little tagline thing?
Let's do the tag, and then we can go out on your poem, if that works for you.
All right, yeah.
Anytime you're ready.
Howdy. This is Jimmy Stewart, and you're watching The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. How was that, Jimmy? Was that good?
That's perfect. Thanks, Steve. You're Steve Allen, right? No, Jimmy, listen.
Oh, yeah, you think you're funny, huh?
No.
That's some good. Hey, honey, could you get me another spotted cow? Thank you, dear.
All right.
Yeah.
Conrad, do we have time for the poem?
We have about 20 seconds.
Jimmy, this was fun. Thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, have a great night, Pete.
Thanks so much. See you,
Conrad. You'll go get them girls, all right? You get them, buddy. All right.
All right. That's Jimmy Stewart sucking back the spotted cows. And what better place to do it? We will be right back. And we have Santa Claus coming up next hour, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is what is your favorite Christmas carol? Tom and Jackson says, I think Jimmy Stewart's performance was enhancing from just coming back from flying the heavy bomber four-engine B-24s in combat over Europe. More raw emotion. That is a great point, Tom. And I mentioned this, I can't remember who I was talking to last night about It's a Wonderful Life, but there's that moment where he thinks he's lost everything. And then he has to face his family and he's hugging his daughter and the emotion on his face. He's just squeezing her because he's so scared. You're probably very right. He had a lot to draw on. So yeah, I'm glad he took that role, even though he may not have been ready for it or thought he wasn't ready for it. Eric from Lodi says, Bob Seger has a fantastic version of Little Drummer Boy. I was not aware of that. I do like the David Bowie version with Bing Crosby. That's one of my favorites. We played that recently. But I love Bob Seger. I was unaware of his Little Drummer Boy. Anna in Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Christmas song is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Chrissy Hynde. Nice, Anna. I have heard that. Not for years, though. I think that's kind of cool. Like when rock stars started doing Christmas carols, like Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We talked a little bit about that. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I think Tom Petty has them. Lennon, McCartney, they all have them. I think that's fun. Not all of them are good, but it just gives you some variety when it comes to Christmas carols. You don't have to listen to the old timeless ones, even though some of them are great. There's some variety there. Eric from Lodi says, my favorite Christmas song is contemporary versions of The Little Drummer Boy. Oh, I read these backwards. He says you have to listen to the Pentatonix version of it. I don't know that band. All right. Conrad, take a memo. We'll see if we can find that. You think we can find that?
Yeah.
All right. Chris from Madison says, one of the wild things I love about It's a Wonderful Life is the fact that at the time that it came out, it was not that very popular. That's true. only through syndication, only through the fact that so many TV stations were able to purchase it for the very low amount of money that it became a very popular Christmas movie. That's fascinating. I didn't know that. That's how it became a feature in our lives, and there's something very democratic about that, and I'm very happy about it. Very well said, Chris. Yeah, that's a great point. I knew it wasn't like a home run when it came out. Like, critics didn't flock to it. So, but it definitely stood the test of time, and you cannot deny it's kind of fun when people overpower critics and they just decide, no, sorry, this is a great movie. And that is definitely what happened there. Daniel from Menasha says, I love Andy Williams' voice. So It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is my favorite. Now, that's another one that last night was not someone's favorite. It was someone's least favorite. This is crazy. Like, people just, it's all so relative and subjective. It's great. Daniel continues saying, It's a Wonderful Life gets more poignant the more I age. Great movie. My favorite bizarre moment is the quick cut to a smiling Clarence the Angel as George contemplates jumping off the bridge. I never noticed that. That's so funny. I love little things like that people notice in movies. Daniel, thank you for the text. Now I will be looking for it. Tom from Jackson checking in again says, also Silent Night by Mercy Me. They do the song in a bluegrass style. Once you hear it, you will want to hear it again and again. Getting some great suggestions here from Tom. He is our aficionado on good Christmas carols for sure. Thank you, Tom. Judy from Lodi says, again, love It's a Wonderful Life. I take to heart if the message that friends and family is more rich and happy than rich man than a rich man like Potter. Love over money. It is a wonderful film with a great cast and story that I must watch every year. You and millions of other people, Judy, and there's kind of a cool thing in that too, to connect in the collective consciousness of everybody through a movie. How cool. Tom from Jackson again says, old Christmas movie, Christmas in Connecticut, 1944 with Barbara Stanwyck, Sidney Greenstreet, and Henry Morgan. Oh, Colonel Potter. Fun old movie. Thank you, Tom. Again, Tom checks in again, says, also one of my favorite 1942 movies has to be I Married a Witch with Veronica Lake. Interesting. I have not seen that. Veronica Lake, a beautiful movie star in the 1940s. Not as well known as some others, but she was a good actress too. Tom continues saying Veronica Lake has her signature hairstyle and is so petite and cute in the movie. The leading man was Frederick March. Great actor. Tom, where you been this whole time? I mean, I know Tom's texted before, but I think we hit a chord here. He knows a lot about what we're talking about tonight. It's fantastic. Steady Eddie texts in and says, Pete, when I was five, my favorite Christmas song was Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg. Batmobile lost a wheel, and the Joker got away. That is kind of clever. I remember singing that, too. Not bad lyrics, though, even though it's just kind of a parody. As an adult, some of my favorites have been Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, Vince Guaraldi's O Tannenbaum, The Carpenters' Merry Christmas, Darling. I can't pick just one. He continues saying, Pete, I've been working on my Jimmy Stewart impression. Please fill in for me, Pete, and do your Jimmy Stewart in my place if you feel well enough. Steady Eddie just made me cough. I'll try to do some Jimmy Stewart. Conrad, remind me, okay? I'll give it a shot. I have a cold, so if it sucks, I can blame the cold. Steady Eddie says, Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas, Pete and Conrad. Merry Christmas, Nightlight listeners. Steadfast Edward. P.S. Pete, feel better soon. Eddie, your text made me feel better. Thank you so much, my friend. Always great to hear from you every night. In fact, if I had a fever, Eddie's text is good enough to bring it down a couple degrees. And I don't have a fever. But
and just like that, you're healed.
Just like that. A steady... healing powers of a Steady Eddie text. Jim from Appleton says, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I think he means Palmer. He says, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I believe in Father Christmas. My favorite classic one is Carol of the Bells. Yes, great song. God, there's so many you forget about them. When I was a kid, we had, my parents had a Christmas album by the Raycon of Singers. And they did Silver Bells and Frosty the Snowman. And they were just such a fun... They were so voice talented. And the first thing I did when I was an adult, I went out and I bought the CD of the Raycon of Singers. And a lot of these songs people are suggesting here remind me of that. So
that glorious song of old from angels bending near the earth to touch.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news from New Orleans, where police say a truck has plowed into a group of people on Bourbon Street, causing what they call multiple casualties. WWL-TV's Winston Reed is on the scene.
I was able to walk near Bourbon Street, and much of Bourbon Street is now blocked off, and many bars and restaurants on Bourbon Street also had to be evacuated following what one person tells me is one big investigation.
Again, multiple casualties are reported. In New York City last night, it was a much happier scene. CBS's Jared Hill has more.
A celebration for the ages as nearly a million people ring in 2025 under the glow of New York's famous Times Square.
I'm just like really, really, really happy. The vibe here is
while umbrellas weren't allowed, rain didn't dampen the spirits of